I heard it over and over again. All my friends, male and female, would tell me how the dog park downtown was nothing short of a meat market. I never believed them. Come on, you can't be serious. The dog park? Really? Absolutely, they'd say. The best pickup joint in town. But it's a dog park, I don't get it, I'd say in response, nearly pleading with them, because the truth is, I really didn't get it. The concept of hooking up with someone you met anonymously at the dog park seemed unbelievable to me. Then spring came and the weather turned lovely, and the cherry blossom petals filled the breeze with sweetness, and the whole world seemed to be in love. Everyone but me. And that's when I thought about the dog park just a little bit more seriously. The one problem, though, was that I didn't have a dog. So here it was, a gorgeous Saturday in spring, and I'm going through all my Facebook contacts, frantically looking for someone I knew well enough to let me borrow their dog for the afternoon. I scrolled and scrolled through my friends and finally stopped at Peter Selby's page. Peter Selby was a guy I used to work with, and we'd miraculously kept in touch over the years. I looked at his profile pic. Short, boyish, sandy-colored hair, buttoned-up shirt, pale, innocent, a real dork, but sexy. I'd always thought so. Sexy and brilliant, but somewhat socially challenged. It didn't matter. He was kind of fun, and I just wanted to borrow his dog for the afternoon. Before thinking things through as I should have done, I texted him immediately. The text read, "Hey Peter, what's up? This is a strange question, but do you think I could take your dog to the dog park this afternoon?" Within seconds, I got a response that read, "Hey, perfect timing. I was thinking of going to the dog park too. What time do you want to meet?" Panicked, I reread the message I'd sent to be sure I hadn't written something vague. I didn't really want to take him to the dog park, just his dog. But it was too late to undo it. And so I thought for a minute about how to respond. I liked Peter. Peter was fun. Peter was sexy and really smart, and, well, maybe it wouldn't be so bad to go to the dog park together. I rationalized it by reminding myself that it was just the dog park in the afternoon. No coffee, no drinks, nothing date-like. It was just the dog park. We agreed to meet at the sunny end of the park, and so within just a couple of hours, I found myself at the entrance of the park. I looked past the throngs of people, through the confusion of dogs, and searched for Peter, and then I spotted him right where he said he'd be, at the top of the hill in the sun. Making my way to him was like making my way through an obstacle course. Dogs of all sizes rushed to me, jumping on me, pleading with me to give them my attention. I tried my best, cooing and scratching each furry head, and when I looked up, I saw Peter just a few feet away. He had a Springer Spaniel named Cabot, who stayed right at his side as he approached me. Peter looked hot. I mean, he looked much hotter than I remembered, and nothing like the picture he had on his profile. "God, Peter, it's good to see you. Has it really been as long as I think it's been?" He walked up to me and gave me a big hug, and I could feel his pectoral muscles pressing against my breasts. I puzzled over this. I didn't have any memory of him being toned or muscular. He must have bought a gym membership. "You look beautiful," he said. "Beautiful?" I answered. "You're sweet." "No, I mean it. You look terrific," he said as he adjusted his glasses. We made our way to the little bench on top of the hill, sat down, and surveyed the dog chaos. His dog never left his side, and I thought about what it would have been like if I had brought him to the park by myself. I'd never meet anyone because Cabot would stay parked next to me the whole time. But it didn't matter now. Peter and I sat on the little bench so that our shoulders touched. Nothing about it was awkward or uncomfortable. In fact, it felt like we'd only seen each other a day or two earlier. This level of comfort wasn't what I'd expected. The whole dog park as pickup joint had me ready for some encounter with a stranger, not a guy I used to work with. And stranger still, we were sitting close together, like we'd been dating for a few months. We talked and laughed and watched the dogs, and soon the sun was beginning to set. "It's getting chilly," he said. Do you want to come back to my place for some coffee? And at that moment, I was filled with the most electrifying excitement. Maybe this was the element of mystery I was looking for, not knowing what was going on with this guy I knew and had never been attracted to until a few hours earlier. This ease and comfort was as surprising to me as if I'd met a complete stranger, but in some ways, much better. We walked back to his place arm in arm like we'd been dating for months. Cabot walked quietly alongside of us as we laughed about the characters we used to work with, and the local music scene and slow food. When we got to his house, he opened the door and let me in. Cabot ran through the house and out the dog door to the backyard. Then I turned to say something to Peter when he suddenly pressed me firmly against the wall and kissed me so hard it took my breath away. Gasping, I kissed him back and ran my fingers over his head and through his sandy hair. He kicked the front door closed, and as it slammed, he pulled his shirt over his head, catching his glasses in the fabric and off of his face. Nothing mattered. He threw his shirt and his glasses to the floor and pressed his lips against my ear. "Peter, I had no idea," I whispered, but before I could finish my sentence, he had his mouth on mine and his hands under my shirt and was fumbling with my bra. I helped him by pulling it up over my breasts, letting my nipples pop out, hard as stones. He devoured me there in the foyer. He sucked my nipples and tickled my belly button with his tongue and lifted my skirt. And all I could think of was how crazy sexy he was from the moment I saw him earlier in the day. He pulled the crotch of my panties aside and licked at the soft skin at the very top of my thighs, right near the lips of my sex. "You're so wet, your panties are even wet," he mumbled as I played with his hair. "Let me fuck you." As soon as he said that, I felt my lower belly surge with butterflies, and he lifted me onto the hallway table. There, he tore open his pants and slammed his cock deep inside me. He held my shoulders to steady me with every thrust, and I wrapped my legs around his lower back and pulled him into me. In no time, we were coming together. He panted and throbbed and poured himself into me as I held on to him for balance. And just as my own pulsing was beginning to subside, I heard Cabot trot through the kitchen and down the hall where he sat just a few feet away from us. "Hey, buddy," Peter said to him as he stood and zipped his pants. He looked back at me as I was straightening my clothes and said, "So, what made you want to go to a dog park?" I didn't answer, but just looked back at him and laughed.